The first reading is taken from Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. And this is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patience endurance that are ours in Jesus, I, John, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip followed Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come out of there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. And Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." And then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please pray that I may speak in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you'd like to be seated for a while. As I mentioned, I waited until it got light or nearly light this morning and set off to go up into the farm, and I saw a few things. I was surprised, as I am nearly every morning, and one of the things I saw this morning was this wonderful hazel tree absolutely covered in catkins. It's been getting better and better for this last sort of 10 days or so, but it's been really superb this morning, and it was just catching some sunlight and through the cloud and all the rest of it, and it looked absolutely superb. And the other thing is, the mornings are getting slowly, the sunrise is becoming a little bit earlier and a few things like that. So as I walked around and saw that and realized we were getting lighter mornings, I thought how wonderful that is, really. And there's two things, isn't there, there? The catkins come, and that's not actually, you can't sort of say when that's actually going to happen, to the day or the hour. If you actually look up in the book, you will find, we'll say in 10 years' time, whichever date you want to pick, the sunrise for that day, and it will be dead on to the second. Absolutely amazing. And we live in this wonderful creation, and I thought to myself how wonderful and amazing that creation is as I walked around this morning, and I thought of God, and I thought that God that can manage to do that actually loves us enough to send his son into this world for each and every one of us. And why was I thinking about that, really? Well, it's the Epiphany season. And when I got to this church this morning, I asked the question, have you put all your things away? But I'm sure the Magi, I know where they are. And I said to Will how wonderful it was that they were still out. Because isn't it amazing? Because actually what we're thinking about this time of the year really is Epiphany, and people actually realizing and seeing this wonderful God and this Christ and this child that came into the world. And I often think of the wise men as they actually set forth, the Magi as they set forth, because I'm sure they wondered at times how they were getting on, whether they were going to the right place and all the rest of it. So they set out with great faith. Just think about it. Would you set out, really, to go miles and miles walking or going with a camel? And they'd probably got a better satellite navigation system, because they were following a star than we have today, actually. But, you know, did they worry about the cloud blocking out the star? Did they worry about various different things? I've no idea. And you think, and when they stopped, and they would have told people what they were going to see. And then when they were going back home, they had this wonderful dream, which, that's what we're told, but God's Spirit somehow told them to go back a different way. So they went on their journey back a different way, and saw different people, and told them about what they'd seen. That they'd seen this wonderful child, and they'd seen a family. And they'd seen a family in poverty with not very much, but they'd left their wonderful gifts. Just think about the gifts they left. They brought gold and various spices that would have been worth a lot of money to a family in poverty. I wonder what they thought about. Just amazing, really, isn't it? But they went back and they started telling people. Now, if we come on to this gospel reading we've had today, and I was thinking about that there, it's come from John, and I thought, no doubt, the disciples sat of evenings and times and talked about their own various callings, because they were not all called together at just one moment. They all talked about their different callings and how Jesus spoke to them and how they recognized who Jesus was. And they talked about one another, and they talked within one another. And as they grew to understand who Jesus was. And it took them a long time, really, to understand who Jesus was. Just think about it. Peter argued with Jesus about whether he should go to Jerusalem to go and be there found in the Garden of Gethsemane, because when Jesus told them what was going to happen, they said, don't do it. Just think about it. There was all those things, and they would have talked about it afterwards. And yes, and through, because of they talking about it, we have our Gospels. it gives us a huge challenge. What are you going to talk to your friends about this coming week, about your journey? And there's God and Christ within your life. Because we have a friend who actually is working in Nepal at the moment, and she will say these words: if you have the courage to pray to God that he will find someone for you to talk to and talk to him, talk to them about his love, that prayer is always answered quite quickly. Now then, who are you going to talk about, and what can you say about the love of God in your life that you've seen on your journey at this time? Epiphany is about revelation and something coming into your life that's wonderful. You seeing something afresh and new. I saw the catkins alive and it was fresh and new this morning. But what are you going to say to people? Now that's quite a challenge for all and every one of us. Not just for you, it's a big challenge for me, because sometimes it's very difficult to do it. And sometimes the opportunity arises just when you don't want it to. And it's just at a most awkward time. So it doesn't always just follow that it's dead easy to do. It's sometimes quite difficult. But just think about the journey that the wise men went on their way back home. They talked to people. Perhaps it's the easiest thing, sometimes it's the hardest thing, but we're challenged to do it. Epiphany is about the revelation of God's love in that child in the world, of that man in the world that came and died that we may have eternal life. That's what it's about. But we're charged with gossiping the gospel. Amen.